In these afternoon sessions, we wanted to offer you a variety of different practices. And this really is in the spirit of inviting you to investigate and experiment in your own experience to find what helps you, to find what benefits you. So we'll be offering some different kinds of meditations in the afternoons. And today we're going to do some loving-kindness meditation, some metta meditation. So I'll talk about it perhaps for 10 minutes or so to begin, and then I shall guide you through it. So as I've mentioned, we've both been mentioning really, that kindness can be seen as one of the elements at the heart of all meditation practice. So whether we're working with the body, whether we're working with the breath, whether we're working with a more broad and open awareness, that attitude of kindness towards our experience is always an aspect of meditation practice. In the loving kindness practice, in the metta practice, this is really in the foreground. So we're very deliberately developing and cultivating a sense of loving kindness. And we develop this towards ourselves, and we develop this towards others. So I shall guide you through various stages. So we begin by wishing well ourselves, and then moving on to embrace benefactors, friends, strangers, difficult people, and ultimately all beings. Okay? So those are the categories, but I'll explain a little bit more what's involved in each of those. Loving kindness practice helps us to overcome this illusion of separation. So it begins to question and melt and soften that division between self and other. When we feel that here I am, a kind of separate, isolated, disconnected ego confronting a world, then we can feel stuck, things can feel difficult, we can feel disconnected. And in that kind of mode, we tend to see people in one of three ways, really. We see people as having something that we want, so they're a kind of ally towards fulfilling our desires. Or we see people as a kind of obstacle to what we want. They're somehow getting in the way of what we need to be happy and what we need to be peaceful. And the third category is people that don't seem to have anything we want, not particularly getting in our way, so we don't really pay them much attention. And in the metta practice, we're directly working with that way of looking at things and beginning to look beneath that, to that sense of common humanity and things in common we share with all beings, beyond those divisions into friend, stranger, and enemy or difficult person. We begin to see beneath all of that we all wish to be well, we all wish happiness, we all don't want to suffer. We've all been born, all subject to getting old, getting sick, and we'll all die. So we're looking at each other in a much more basic sense, that sense which evokes and invites a compassionate and kind response. The loving kindness that we're practicing is different from both passion and sentimentality. So it's not a kind of attached desire. We all know so well, really, how when there's a strong attachment mixed up with love, how quickly feelings of love can turn to their opposite. But similarly too, it's not a sentimental feeling, it's not a kind of pink, fluffy clouds view of the world, you know, that everybody's nice and you know, there's no problems and there's nobody ever does anything they shouldn't do or anything like that. It's a realistic practice, a realistic practice. Yeah, so we know we live in a world where people don't always behave wholesomely. And we're not covering that up or denying that or pushing that away and pretending we live in some totally different kind of place. But we're just connecting with that basic well-wishing, which is a realistic thing. A realistic wishing well. May others be well, may I be well. The Buddha described 11 benefits of loving-kindness practice. Some of these are easier to take literally, others might be a little bit more challenging to take literally for us. But in whatever spirit we take them, I think they're full of truth. You will sleep easily. You will wake easily. You will have pleasant dreams. People will love you. Devas, celestial beings, and animals will love you. Devas will protect you. External dangers will not harm you. Your face will be radiant, your mind will be serene, you will die unconfused, and you will be reborn in happy realms. So we practice loving-kindness meditation using phrases, and we use these phrases silently to ourselves. And the ones that I'll be using today, or inviting you to use today, are: may I be free from fear and danger. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And of course, as we move on to others, they become: may you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. So I shall guide you through the stages, as I mentioned, beginning by wishing ourselves well, bringing that sense of wishing happiness, wishing peace, to ourselves. It really helps let go of any kind of harsh or self-judgmental attitude. We move on to a benefactor. This is somebody who's really benefited you in your life. Someone who's really helped you. And such a person makes it relatively easy to get in touch with that kind of feeling of kindness and love. When we think of that person, our heart begins to open. And moving on to a good friend, somebody who we don't have strong feelings of like or dislike to, sometimes called the neutral person. And then a person we find more difficult. And it's important here not to pick the person in the world who you have most difficulty with. Yeah? So choosing somebody who perhaps there's some feeling of irritation or you find them a little bit tough to be around, but not necessarily the most difficult person in your life. So we're training. And from then we move on to open the practice up to include more and more beings, and ultimately all beings, wishing all beings well. In doing this practice, sometimes you can spend several weeks on a particular stage, but today I'm going to guide us through all of the stages in a single sitting, which is another way to approach the practice. So finding a comfortable posture. and beginning by settling into the posture, feeling that contact with the ground, with the chair or the cushion. So once again we're establishing that sense of having a base. Being receptive to how things are at the moment, how is the experience at the moment. Bright, excited, or perhaps drowsy. Happy. Sad, peaceful, angry, content, some fear. Just sensing whatever's in the field of experience at the moment without judgment. We're just checking in with how things are. And the loving kindness practice is an attitude that we bring to our experience. It's not a demand that we should feel like this and we shouldn't feel like that. Bringing the attention to the heart area, to the chest area, and just contacting the breathing. Beginning to silently use the phrases to wish ourselves well. May I be free from fear and danger. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. May I be free from fear and danger. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And being open to whatever responses arise. quality of a non-judgmental, welcoming awareness. May I be free from fear and danger. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And staying in contact with the heart area. Staying in contact with the breath as it comes in and goes out. As you wish yourself well. Now bringing to mind a benefactor. This is somebody who's helped you out, somebody who's been good to you, somebody who's benefited you. And bringing that person to mind, perhaps with an image. Just a general sense of them. And offering them the phrases of well-wishing, of loving-kindness. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And again, being open to whatever responses arise. So we're not trying to create a particular experience, rather bringing an attitude of well-wishing, an attitude of kindness to whatever's happening. And allowing the image of the benefactor to fade away, just to fade into the background. Bringing to mind a good friend. And wishing that person well. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And as we offer the loving kindness, staying in contact with the breath, staying in contact with the body, may you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Allowing the image of the good friend to fade into the background and bringing to mind somebody who you feel generally quite neutral about. No strong feelings of like or dislike. And just reflecting, just like you, this person wants to be happy. Just like you, this person doesn't want to suffer. Wishing the person well. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And allowing the sense of that more neutral person to fade and bringing to mind somebody that you tend to find more difficult. Perhaps find a bit irritating at times. Just like you, this person wants to be happy. Just like you, they don't want to suffer. And without condoning their actions, we can wish the person well, can wish them happiness and peace. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And being kind to yourself too, as you work with this stage, and if it feels overwhelming at times, just coming back to the breath, coming back to wishing yourself well. So we're working in a way that's helpful, working in a way that's skillful. As much as we can, offering the well-wishing to this person. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. allowing the image of that person to fade. And just feeling the breath, feeling the contact with the heart area, feeling connected with what's happening here and now. And we can begin to expand this sense of well-wishing, sense of kindness and love and peace. Can spread out and expand. So including all of us on the retreat, may we be free from fear and danger. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease. And it's possible at times to sense that the loving kindness fills the room. So it's all around us, and through us, permeating, suffusing. And the good wishes, and the kindness, and the peace. Including in our well-wishing, all beings to the north, beings to the east, to the south, to the west. All beings above and all beings below. sensing that the loving kindness is boundless. Limitless. May all beings be free from fear and danger. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings live with ease. And in the last minute or so of the sitting, just coming back to this basic sense of presence. Just being here, awake, aware. In an awareness suffused with kindness.